Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Hakaisev Shtei Oisiyas, if someone writes two letters, Behelem Echad, in one period of him forgetting. In other words, he forgot that it was Shabbos, he wrote one letter, another letter, and then, oh yeah, it's Shabbos. Or, he didn't know you're not allowed to write. He wrote one letter, another letter, and then someone told him, I'm going to do that on Shabbos. So the din is Chayiv, is Chayiv. Really, we know this, but the Mishnah is just reminding us this halacha to set the stage for teaching us the other halachis here about writing. Like, it really doesn't make a difference with what kind of ink you write. Kasav b'diyayiv, someone writes with ink. The regular standard ink, b'sam. Now, sam really means poison. Actually, it means a potion. There's a sam achayim, a sam amaves. But this sam could actually mean poison. The Batanura says sam is orfament balas. You know what the translation of that is? Arsenic. That's not a kind of poison, but it also makes a yellow dye. This person was writing with it. Besikra. Sikra is a kind of chalk, like we explained in the last Mishnah. It's a type of stone, actually, that has a red dye, and they used to use it like we would use chalk. But kaimais is a type of earth with a black, thicky substance to it, so you can write with it. Some say it's the sap of a tree, the gum-like substance comes out of the tree. Well, the kankantayim. What's kankantayim? So the Batanura tells us in Arabic, zug. In Old French, dariuli. Does that help you? Well, what if I tell you the English translation? Ferrous sulfate. Now you know. Whatever it is. It's a kind of substance. It's minerals that were used and processed in such a way that you can make a dye out of it. Shoemakers used to use it. The Gemara explains to create a certain black shine on the shoe. So if he uses any of these kinds of colors or different ways of writing, or anything that leaves a mark, and that would be a permanent mark. This includes, the Batanura says, water in which gall nuts have been soaked in. Now, where does he write it? Al shnei kasle zavias. On two kasle, like from the word wall, zavias is a corner. Let's say he goes to the corner where two walls meet, and he writes on one wall, turns the corner, writes on the other wall. Yashnei luchei pinkis. Yashnei, the two luchei are like the pages, or it wasn't necessarily paper, so it's more like a luach is like a straight sheet of something. Luchei pinkis. Pinkis was generally the term that Batanura says used for the ledger that the shopkeeper had. Remember a Mishnah in Masechtis Avos, it says, ha pinkis pesuach, whatever we do down here in this world is written down. So the chiddush is, even though this pinkis has like one block, another block right next to it, maybe they're loosely connected, and let's say he wrote an aleph on one of the pages, a bays on the other pages, as long as you can read it like in a way that you can tell these two letters come together, so it doesn't bother me that they're on two corners of a wall, one going one way, one going the other way, it doesn't bother me that they're on the two separate sheets of this pinkis. If vehein nehegin zamzeh, they can be read together, Chayiv is chayiv. Vayter zok t'mishna kaisiv al besoroi chayiv. Even one who writes on his skin is chayiv. That's although it's explained that eventually would probably fade away because of the heat of the skin, but he's lemaisa chayiv. It is considered permanent enough to be called writing. I'm sorry if someone scratches on his skin with like a metal piece. Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says he's chayiv a karm chatas. Rabbi Yeshua Paiter. Rabbi Yeshua says he's paiter because this is not a normal way of writing. It's not a normal thing to do, to write into a person's skin with metal. Not allowed to do it. Even if blood came out, he would be potter. I would think if he wrote so deep, it's for surely called writing. No, but it's not called derech kesiva. What about being chai for the fact that he drew blood? You're not allowed to draw blood on Shabbos. That could be an eser deraisa. So it's explained that, you know, he's not doing anything with the blood. Over here, he's a makalkel. It's considered a destructive act, and therefore he wouldn't be chai for it. So once again, what do we learn in this Mishnah? We learned that if you write two letters in one state of forgetfulness, you didn't remember in between the two letters that it was Shabbos or that you're not allowed to do it, it doesn't really make a difference what type of ink or what type of substance he used to write with, or even if he wrote it on walls going in different directions or two pages of a pinkis, as long as you can read it, you see that it's meant to be read together. We learned that if you write on your skin, you're chayiv, but if he scratches it into his skin, like a metal piece or something, well, Rabbi Eliezer says he's chayiv, but Rabbi Yeshua says he's potter. And the Batanura tells us that the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua.